The first step to improving your range of motion is deciding what you want to do better. Do you want to improve your golf swing? Be able to put on your shoes easier? Relieve an overall sense of tightness? Once you've decided what it is you want to do, the next thing to determine is if that activity is primarily active or dynamic in nature. Having determined those two things, you can begin to put together a game plan. Again, I want to say that if you're severely lacking in range of motion, your first step should be to seek out a qualified professional, such as a physical therapist, athletic trainer, and specially qualified personal trainers, who can do a range of motion assessment to determine what is causing your shortcomings. Also, if your goals are activity-specific to improve an athletic movement, seeking out a qualified personal fitness professional can be a great means to accelerate your progress. If your goals are more general in nature, participating in a yoga, Pilates, or Tai Chi class can be a great way to maintain and increase joint range of motion, as well as bring about positive body awareness and strength benefits. Learning in a classroom environment is a great way to be introduced to these practices and to gain some very beneficial tools you can use outside of class time. If you don't have time in your schedule to take a class, or if improving your range of motion is not high on your priority list, incorporating a few dynamic and static range of motion exercises into your current routine can be a great way to enhance both your workouts and maintain your range of motion. Dynamic range of motion movements can be a valuable addition to any workout as part of the warm-up. Not only will it help to maintain or increase the body's perceived normal of the joints involved, but it will also wake up the central nervous system for the upcoming workout, smooth joint surfaces and move synovial fluid around, and increase overall body awareness. Begin slowly and increase the range and the speed of the movement in a controlled manner. Static stretching should be done in a controlled manner after a dynamic warm-up or a workout when the muscles are warm and more willing to elongate. Beyond increasing static range of motion, performing static stretches in a controlled manner can be a great way to relax tight and spastic muscles, relax the central nervous system, and build a sense of body awareness. The simplest way to think about improving your range of motion is to remember that what you do most, you do best. Decide what it is you want your body to do and set out to change what it deems as normal in a controlled manner.